Good morning. And how are you? Today, of course, we celebrate the feast of the baptism of Jesus. And this past Friday, I went to confession. Don't be shocked. And when I went to confession, some of you would love to know what my confession was, wouldn't you? You could all go to confession for me, and you know you could. And you would like to, I know. But I went to Father Nick, my classmate, and Father Nick, if you've ever went to Father Nick, we go to each other a lot, and he's a great confessor, he listens, he has great insight, and he always gives interesting penances. So after I went to confession, his penance for me, he says, I want you to reflect on the last verse of this coming Sunday's gospel, the gospel we just read, and the last verse of the gospel was, you are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased. So, and I sat there when he gave it to me, I'm thinking, well, that's nice, but I know that one so well. I wrote a whole chapter of my book, Be a Man, on that very verse. You know, I tell people to meditate it on the time, all the time, and I'm thinking, oh, but if you think, okay, it's a penance, I'll do it. And so after he left, again, I went and I was spending time with the Word of God, and I spent time on the last verse with, he says, I want you to let Jesus speak to your heart. Let the Father speak to your heart what he spoke to Jesus. Because again, today's a great day where we reflect on the baptism of Jesus, but it should also be a day where we reflect on the baptism of ourselves. What happened the day you got baptized? And so as I was reflecting on it, again, I got uncomfortable, as I have throughout the years. Because most of the time, I'm always feeling that I really don't please God, right? That I'm always, he's always looking at what I've done wrong. And it's plenty, as you know. He's always looking at all those things that I just don't, all the things I don't do, which is a lot of stuff, or when I get mad, or whenever I do these things, all my humanity. And then I'm always thinking about, even with you parishioners, I know, like I was up having lunch a couple weeks ago up at Fridays, and you know, there's these booths, and next to me there was a group from St. George's. Now, they didn't see me walking in, but the only thing they were doing is talking about St. George's. That's how I know. And they were talking about the priests and everything else. Now, I know you do the same thing. And the reality is that when you talk about your pastor and different things, you're usually focusing on what he doesn't do well. Or did you see what he did this week? I can't take when he does that. Nobody here would do that, but I'm thinking maybe one or two might every once in a while talk about their pastor. And I know that. And I know that I'm sometimes just not good enough, that you should have a holier pastor, a better pastor, someone who's, I don't know. But the reality is we all do this. And here's God looking at me and saying, you are my beloved son. With you I am pleased. And it was just uncomfortable. And I sat there with it. And he lifted me up. And he says, would you listen to me? This is what I say. Everything else that you make up in your head is what you say. We judge ourselves constantly. We're never good enough constantly. Because we listen to ourselves, but we also listen to the accuser. Who's the accuser? The devil, who night and day accuses them before God. And we play into his reality. We accuse ourselves just the way he accuses us. And we buy into his agenda for us instead of God's agenda. God says, I want you to know that you are my beloved. With you I am pleased. So I want to give you a penance. Aren't you excited? Father, I didn't do anything. Oh, yes, you did. But the reality is, your penance is that you got to spend the rest of the week every day on this verse. Just do it. You might know it, but let God speak it to you. So today is Sunday. So Sunday, today you go home and do it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 6 days. You got to do it every day. You think you can handle this? Because I want you to start taking on the reality of what happened at you at baptism. The first thing that happened to you is the Holy Spirit came upon you, correct? Then you and I are the places where God lives. To reflect on that. If you and I, just for the next week, you know, not the, just you, but the people who are listening to me, if we just think for a while, I am the place where God dwells, boy, do I got to start living that way. Because we don't always live as if God dwells within us. But the second thing is we got to stop listening to our accuser or to us, and we got to start listening to what God says. And what God says is, you are my beloved, with you I am pleased. And then I think the transformation will start happening more in our lives is we do what we do for the love of God instead of we do what we do for the fear of God and for what I will get out of it, whether it's eternal life, eternal damnation, whatever. That I just do it because he looks at me and says, you are my beloved and I'm pleased with you. And so when we know that, then the only thing we want to do is truly please him, right? We want to make that our greatest reality. Lord, then let me live in a way that pleases you. And none of us will do it perfectly. It's impossible. There was only two people that did that perfectly. Jesus and Mary, thank you. But the rest of us do not. So, but let's just focus on this. You got to do it. It's a penance for 6 days. Your pastor told you another thing to get mad at your pastor about. But do this and watch what it does to your heart. You are the temple of the God of the universe, and you are beloved to him, and he's pleased with you. You got it? You get it? Gonna do it? You better. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.